Governor J.B. Pritzker has proposed changes to the state's pension systems. He says this could help the state cover other pressing areas like education, healthcare, and public safety. But the plan would mean cutting back on pension payments, at least in the short term. That's according to Amanda Cass, the associate director of the Government Finance Research Center at the University of Illinois in Chicago. She talked with Daisy Contreras to break down what the changes mean.
Should people be concerned about this proposal that less money will go into the pension systems?
I think that there's a couple of issues going on with this aspect. So one important thing for listeners to understand, I think, is that part of the way the governor is balancing his proposed 2020 budget is by decreasing the required pension contributions. So rather than raising taxes to increase overall revenue or cut other areas of spending to balance the budget, one way he's proposing to balance it is by reducing the required pension contributions. The second kind of reason of why this is concerning is that the state, prior to the current governor, has had a long history of underfunding the pension systems. And the pension systems right now are in a decades-long funding plan that's supposed to get them from being very underfunded where they are today to about 90% funded in 2045. And the governor is proposing to augment that funding plan, which in turn would reduce the state's required contributions for the 2020 fiscal year.
So legally, how would the governor be able to accomplish this? What kind of maneuvering will be needed?
That's an excellent question. So right now, the state's annual pension contributions are subject to a continuing appropriation. That means that absent any legislative changes, the state will have to pay the amount of money that's required by the current funding law. So the governor's proposal is to change aspects of the pension code and specifically to change the target for getting to 90% funded from 2045 out to 2052. And by kind of stretching that timeline out, the state's required contributions would decrease. And then he's also proposing to make a pension acceleration program that's temporary to make that permanent, which would save a little bit of money. But the bulk of the savings, nearly $1 billion of that $1.1 billion in savings, would come from stretching out the timeline for getting to that 90% target.
Governor Pritzker is also calling for a graduated income tax, hoping to have that in place in a couple of years. So is it possible that this change could bring in more revenue that could be used to pay down pension debt? And if that's done, would that mean that his current pension proposal isn't a bad idea after all?
Yeah, so you're raising an important kind of question. The governor's budget proposal has kind of overall pension plan in it, and there's kind of four different components of it. And so one component of it is that should there be a graduated income tax, that a portion of the revenue raised from that would be dedicated to the pension systems. So essentially, we could think of that as new revenue dedicated to paying down the unfunded pension liabilities. That could be a good thing, potentially, but that is predicated on a graduated income tax structure being approved by voters, which couldn't happen until the 2020 general election. So it's a few years kind of down the line versus the other aspects of the proposal that are incorporated into the 2020 budget would be extending that timeline to reduce the required pension contributions in the short term. So that's kind of a long way of saying the overall net picture is a little unclear because there's so many different components of this overall proposal, and we haven't seen a really thorough analysis of all the different components and kind of what would happen if only some of the components materialized. So what happens if we never have a graduated income tax structure? Is the state's pension system going to be in an overall kind of worse situation then?
I'm Daisy Contreras for Statewide. I'm joined by Amanda Cass, Associate Director of the Government Finance Research Center at the University of Illinois in Chicago. And we're talking about Governor Pritzker's proposal to reduce payments to the state's five pension systems. Amanda, just to clarify, you've said that the $1.1 billion that's not going toward covering the pension systems should not be considered as a sort of savings for the state. So we shouldn't even see it as that. Why is that?
So I wouldn't characterize the $1.1 billion all as savings. So a portion of it, a smaller portion, is savings, and that's by allowing some people who are already in the pension systems to kind of participate in a buyout program. So the reduction in the required contribution from the buyout program is savings, but the reduction in the contributions due to extending the timeline past 2045 isn't savings in the long run, because the state will end up having to make increased contributions in the future. So it'll actually cost the state more in the long term. And because we don't have kind of thorough analysis on that aspect of the governor's proposal or the other areas of the proposal, we don't know exactly how much that will cost the state in the long run, or whether the cost of that is offset by some of the other proposals that are mentioned in the budget.
In the last few years, like you have said, Amanda, we have failed as a state to make these payments as is mandated by law. Do you think that having Governor Pritzker's ideas on the table is better than having nothing at all to resolve the state's pension issues?
I think it's important that we kind of try to understand what exactly is the problem that we're trying to solve. Is the problem that we're trying to solve the financial condition of the pension systems? If that's the problem that we're trying to solve, then we would be putting more money into the pension systems now than is required by state law. That's very different than, I think, what is trying to be accomplished by this proposal, which is to create budgetary relief by decreasing the state's required pension contributions. So in other words, I think the approach is that the pension contributions are seen as kind of burdensome for the overall state budget, and so they're trying to reduce those contributions. But doing so can exacerbate the underfunding of the pension systems.
So far, we've talked graduated income tax, about revenue that could be used for pensions and other state needs in the future. But can you summarize how this budget proposal compares to previous plans that we've had?
To me, one thing that was really interesting about this budget is that it wasn't just a sort of hold-the-line placeholder budget while the state kind of tries to get a graduated income tax. So instead of kind of just maintaining the level of spending that had been occurring, what you have in the budget is you have proposals from the governor for some increased spending on new programs or expanding programs. So it's a rather kind of ambitious budget proposal, I would say.
That's Amanda Cass with the University of Illinois at Chicago talking about Governor Pritzker's proposed pension changes. She talked with our Daisy Contreras.